Our soybean and soybean oil markets saw some good support at the close of last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. On Thursday and Friday, we saw some positive days among our soybean and soybean oil markets. And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing has some of the reasons behind the support.
They have. At mid-morning, Reuters came out with an article that talked about the biofuels demand side of things and that the government is looking at these mandates and all the small refineries the one exemptions. Before, we had kind of priced in that they were going to get all those exemptions. It sounds like not so fast now. Government might not let that happen. Maybe only a few of them will get the exemptions. So that created a little bit more demand buzz for this market. And also, you know, going back to last week, it seems like these tart patterns look like we've formed lows. Funds have kind of stopped selling. Yes, the Pro Farmer Tour is out there, but and finding good yields, but maybe not as high as USDA put out there last week. So it all kind of came together as a nice bullish news item that, you know, packaged together made for a really nice day.
And all eyes are also on the Pro Farmer Tour and what exactly the boots on the ground are finding in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I always like the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. It's just fun to follow along anyway. And the pod counts have been high as I expected. But and it made me nervous because going into this week, I thought, wow, you know, Pro Farmer last year, I think, came up with a 58 bushel per acre soybean yield estimate. Of course, that got trimmed down a long ways because we got very hot and very dry finish to the crop. But they're finding even more pod this year. So I'm just a little bit worried tomorrow afternoon when they announce their final. It could be a fairly high soybean yield. I don't think it'll still be as high as 58 because they've mentioned a lot of disease problems out there. Chip Florey, I know yesterday, even said that in 10 days he thought the soybean crop might look a lot different if they did this tour just 10 days later. So that to me tells me that this crop has got big potential, but it's fading fast once again. As wet as we've been in the Dakotas, it's hard for me to imagine, but the Eastern Corn Belt's been very dry.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.